Sculpture. Welcome to Walking Movies. I am Nick. I'm just looking at my hair. Jesus. I washed it. It naturally dried and I come out in humidity and poof. So there you go. I'm not even going to defend my hair choice today. It is a sculpture. It is. What temperature we got? It is currently 29 degrees and there is a bit of a breeze, thank God. There hasn't been much of one. I've even got a fan with me. Look at that. What an idiot. It's not on at the moment, obviously, because there's a breeze where I am, but it has been very sticky, very dry. Humidity, not very nice at all. But I am on my way to see Transformers Rise of the Beasts, starring Anthony Ramos as this film's new character. Now, I said I probably wasn't going to go and see this, but here I am, because I figured my house doesn't have air conditioning, but the cinema does. So that's a perfect excuse to go, if you ask me, go and see a film. And also, although it was late, they added some 3D screens. So I was like, this is fate. Go and see a film in the cinema while your hair looks like this. You know what? I'm glad that I don't need to date. Because if I did, I'm not getting anyone with this, am I? So yeah, now, what I did read just now on the Wikipedia page is that it is a direct sequel to Bumblebee. Now, I dispute that because Bumblebee, I think, was set in 87, if I remember correctly, or something. And I think this is set in 94 or 95, something like that. It did tell you in the trailer, but I can't remember. It was a while ago since I saw the trailer. So I can't see this as a direct sequel because too much time is in between for them to do something else. And I am a little bit annoyed because, okay, let's step back. Transformers is a franchise. When I was growing up, I wasn't really into Transformers. I didn't mind it, but it wasn't like something that I loved like I did Thundercats or He-Man or other cartoons of that era. So when they announced the first film, I was quite excited to see what they would do with it, but how good or bad it wasn't going to ruin my childhood. And the first one came out, and I actually thought it was pretty good. Really good, actually. And I was really looking forward to a sequel. I think that was Revenge of the Fallen, which was just absolute garbage. Hated it. It's very rare for me to walk out of a cinema and just go, that was a bad film. Especially one to a film that I had enjoyed the first time. So, there you go. And then Dark Side of the Moon came out. That was the first one I did in 3D, because 3D had just kicked off a few years prior by that point. And that one was good because they had to slow down a lot of the action sequences because of it not working in 3D if you didn't. And so actually slowing things down made for a better film. It still wasn't as good as the first. It was quite a nice little trilogy. And then I believe there was Age of Extinction and I think The Last Knight. And I avoided both of those because I just didn't care at that point. I was quite happy the trilogy they'd made, well, not 2 out of 3. And they just all looked the same. All the sequels looked the same. And then they announced Bumblebee, and I was quite interested in that because it was an 80s film. I like retro stuff. But it was good. It was as good, if not slightly better even than the first. So I was naturally disappointed when that film kind of flopped, because I'd hoped that that was going to be the start of like a new franchise of Transformers films, but it wasn't. And now here we are with Rise of the Beast, which is based on the mid 90s kind of reboot they did reboot, pun intended, of Transformers called Transformers Beast Wars or in some parts of the world, beasties for some reason. I don't know why. Now again, it's a cartoon I didn't watch. I laughed when I said reboot because it was made by Mainframe Entertainment, who produced the first like kids fully CG cartoon called Reboot a year or two prior to Beast Wars starting. And it had a lot of fans. I remember seeing the toys a lot, but it was just something I never watched. So this film is bringing those characters from the Beast Wars series into the live action Transformers series, but still stuck in the 90s, not stuck in the present day as the original Transformers films were set. So, you know, this is not a big draw for me, having the Beast Wars characters involved, because I've got no kind of like knowledge or love for them like I do some of the other Transformers. So, you know, what am I hoping? You know what? If this film is half as good as Bumblebee was, I'll be happy, because Bumblebee was a real surprise. I really did enjoy that. I've seen it a couple of times now, and I've enjoyed it every time. So if it's as good as that, half as good as that, I'll be alright. I'll be happy that I've spent a few hours in the cinema watching it. But I'm not massively hyped for this film, you know, so it'll be interesting to see what I think of it when I'm done. After this, what we got? Flash. Ah. That comes out next week. 14th of June. So yeah, Wednesday. Comes out Wednesday. So not sure when I'm going to see Flash, but I will be seeing it next week. Started to hear mixed things now. The early previews, it was just like, this is the best DC film ever, and you know, one of the best superhero films ever. And now I've seen some more people come out and say, look, it's good, but lower your expectations a bit. So, which is fine, because although I've been really looking forward to it, that was always in the back of my mind that even the DC films that I've wanted to see based on their trailers I've been hyped about haven't always lived up to those expectations. The Batman being the last one to have kind of stuck the trailer to the film. But like Shazam 2, Black Adam, just garbage. So yeah, that'll be the next film anyway. And I booked in to see Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, I believe. It's a new cartoon. That's not till like the end of July, so I'm not even sure why it's on sale yet, but it is, so I booked in to go. Just finally on this segment, I went to see Across the Spider-Verse for a second time, this time in IMAX 3D. I enjoyed it even more the second time than the first time, partly because of the IMAX experience, partly because I found the film a bit chaotic at times, and having seen the film, I was able to focus on things I didn't maybe focus much on the first time around, and it just made for a better experience for me. So I've upped that to a 10 from a 9. It's just amazing. It really, really is. That is definitely going to be in the contenders of my top films of the year, without a shadow of a doubt. So yeah, all right, I'm near the cinema. I'm going to try and get myself a nice large icy drink to cool down, and I'll be back after the film to tell you what I thought of Transformers Rise of the Beasts. Boop. Yep, hair's still fluffy. By the way, my hay fever's been really bad. That's what the sniffing is. Apologies for that. Can't do much about that. So, let's talk about Transformers Rise of the Beasts. Yeah, think about it, it's cold there for a second. It's not great. So look, it's not as good as Bumblebee. it's not as bad as some of the, well, at least the second Transformers film. Except I just skipped 4 and 5 completely. But yeah, I think coming on from Bumblebee definitely feels like a step back. The action, some of the action sequences are quite good. Some of them, especially towards the end, look pretty bad. Just a bit of a jumbled mess. Anthony Ramos, who people will know from Hamilton, maybe, if you've watched that, or In the Heights, with other things as well, but I'll just pick up two musical things he's done. He's a good actor. I don't think he was particularly great in this, and I don't think... I think some of that is because he's obviously working on a very CG-heavy film, which he's not really got much experience with. The other's just the scripts, anyway. That's what happens when the sun comes out. Get lots of idiots trying to rev up down the strip. So... yeah, it's just fine. It's an absolute 5 out of 10 film. It's a 6 if you're literally just going to see the battles, I guess. But in terms of what it kind of brings to the franchise and everything like that, it's a 5 out of 10. I had a bad experience. I will say this. I had a bad experience because I was sat next to 3 kids and at least one of their mums. I don't know if the 3 boys were related or if they were just friends, whatever. But obviously we're going out together to see this film. And these kids would not shut up. She just kept telling them to shush. Everyone else kept telling them to shush. They just kept like giggling and laughing amongst themselves. Like, I don't know why she took them to see the film. And as a parent, it annoys me. I guess that's because... like, kids are, you know, just know that if they're in a cinema or anywhere with other people, that you've got to respect other people. And they obviously didn't. So I was a little bit annoyed anyway, but I can't say it had that much impact on my thoughts on the film. Just sending you my mood. You know, if you love the Transformers franchise completely, this is another good entry for it, I guess. If you don't and just enjoy some of these films, then it's a very middle of the road film. One thing that really irked me about this film was something happens in the final third that I just thought was so ridiculous and stupid that I couldn't, you know, I literally rolled my eyes. Now, before recording this, I did look this up, see if I could get some context for it, and apparently this is something that's happened in other Transformers media. I'd usually say spoiler alert, but the thing is I'm being so vague on it that I don't think I've given anything away, but just something that I thought was ridiculously stupid. So... I guess, if anything, it's a bit of fan service. So, you know, that's great for the people if they get that, but I didn't. And I think the fact that it's taken, 7 films to put it off, and one that's set in the past, just made it seem even more ridiculous to me. There is a mid-credit scene, so... you can stay for that if you want. I did. I can't say it was particularly worth it, but whatever. I think the problem I had with this film was I just didn't care for anybody in the film. You can't care for people like Optimus Prime or Bumblebee because you know when this film's set and you know what's happened in other films. So therefore there's no element of danger for them. The human characters were fine, but again, I can't say I was particularly bothered if any of them lived or died. So yeah, I just, it is just another entry in the franchise, and as I said, it's been diminishing returns, so it'll be interesting to see how this one does. You know, it comes out hot on the heels of Spider-Verse. It comes out just a few days before The Flash. You know, they are two of the biggest hype films of the summer, and you can't have space for all of them. I saw it in 3D, as I said, and that was relegated. The 3D was relegated to one of the small screens they have there. It's got like about 25, 30 seats in it. Opening weekend. Now, it was showing in other screens, and I believe it's being shown in IMAX 3D tonight, and I think it might be shown in 4DX as well. But that space is being shared with Spider-Verse as well, because it's still selling more tickets, at least where I am. So I do wonder how the performance of this film is going to be, because there's a lot of stiff competition even, and I don't think it will fare that well. So an absolutely 5 out of 10 film for me. Should you go and see this at the cinema? If you love the franchise, yeah. If you are a casual fan of the franchise, no, don't waste your money. Plenty of other stuff coming out or still out that you should go and see instead. So no, I kind of wish I'd seen Spider-Verse for a third time. Sadly. So that's it. That's what I've got to say about this. So I'll be back next after I've seen The Flash. Hopefully it will cool down a little bit. It's already dropped 1 degree from when I went into the cinema to leaving. So it's only 28 degrees now. And I've got a nice, cool mango slush thing to cool me down. So, we'll see. But, yeah. Thank you for watching. Hope this has helped make you decide whether or not to go and see Transformers Rise of the Beasts. I keep wanting to say Rise of the Robots, because that was a game I used to have as a kid. Crap game. But no, Rise of the Beasts. So yeah, until next time, remember, Flynn lives.